Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Once again, it is time on a Sunday morning to welcome you to the Word of Grace. My name is Nigel Parker, the minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke. We'd be delighted to welcome you to in-person worship at 10:30 a.m. at our premises at 256 Rue Queen Street on Sunday mornings, or to welcome you online by Facebook or YouTube. Wherever in the world you join me from today, and whatever day today is for you, I'm glad to have you listening in. We've been following the story of Jacob in these days, and so today we come, as it were, to the climax of his story, when he meets God face to face. Here is a psalm, Psalm 17, that reflects that desire. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me.
Save all is Jesus, my Lord.
Let us pray. Holy and awesome God, you're the creator of heaven and earth. And as we come before you today, we are aware of our imperfect understanding of your ways, but also aware of our deep need for your presence in our lives. We give you thanks for granting unto us the means by which we can grow and learn of you in the pages of the Scriptures, in the fellowship of the church, in the preaching of the gospel. We thank you that in Jesus you accept us as we are, and that you struggle with us by your Holy Spirit to make of us what we could be, what we should be, what we ought to be. You call us to listen to your lessons of life, but we make our labour and effort for ourselves, for our own affluence. We do not trust you in our prosperity, nor in our hunger. Lord, forgive the sins we know in our hearts. Save us, Lord, from the sins we hide. God has probed our hearts and tried us by fire, but Christ has compassion for us and has justified us. Therefore, God now finds nothing wrong in us. Sisters and brothers, our sins are forgiven. Let us be at peace. Lord, grant to us insight into the mind of yourself and a deep love for you and for all whom you have made. As we have lifted our songs to you, come down and visit our souls. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
We're looking at the story of Jacob in these days. Jacob was born and raised in deceit and trickery and chicanery, hardly a model of godly behaviour, as he cheated both his brother Esau and his father Isaac. He went on the run to his uncle Laban, who himself tricked Jacob. So Jacob had no easy life, managing a home with two jealous wives. But God had been doing a work in him for 20 years, and so the time had come to go back home and to fulfill God's promises by doing right. Last week he made peace with his uncle Laban, and now he is on his way to see his brother Esau. Well, there's bad news up ahead, for Esau has heard that Jacob is coming, and he has 400 men ready to meet Jacob, still angry after these 20 years. The book of Genesis chapter 32 at verse 9 reads, "Then Jacob prayed, 'O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you who said to me, "Go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me, and also the mothers with their children. But you have said, "I will surely make you prosper, and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted." Jacob then sent gifts ahead of him to appease his brother. And at verse 22, "That night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. And so Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is daybreak.' But Jacob replied, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' And the man asked him, 'What is your name?' 'Jacob,' he answered. Then the man said, 'Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome.' Jacob said, 'Please tell me your name.' But he replied, 'Why do you ask my name?' And then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, 'It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared.' And the sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. And therefore to this day the Israelites do not eat the tendon attached to the socket of the hip, because the socket of Jacob's hip was touched near the tendon."
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 you are holy, 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 Lord, you're holy, 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 I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to sing, I want to sing.
The picture of Jacob wrestling one lonely night with the mysterious figure in the gorge of the Jabbok has fired the imagination of poets and mystics down the ages. Many see it as a heroic struggle in which Jacob, crippled and exhausted, overcomes the divine resistance to his longings and succeeds in extracting what he wants from God. He becomes the model of prevailing prayer and presents us with the challenge, who among us will prevail in prayer as Jacob wrestled and prevailed with God? Is that how you see prayer? Is that what prayer feels like to you? That you have to argue and wrestle and bully God for God to give you what you want? That God is a grudging ogre in the skies who's determined to make you grovel and beg for even the smallest morsel of goodness that he might grant, unwillingly, resentfully? Jesus told a parable about prayer in which a widow in a town kept on coming to an unjust judge with her plea. "Grant me justice against my adversary," she said. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me." But the parable is not about the unjust judge, but rather about the persistent widow. It's not about grinding down God's unwillingness, but about believing and receiving and laying hold of God's willingness. And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" The wrestling of Jacob is not about grinding down God's unwillingness, but expressing Jacob's willingness. It's not about Jacob getting something from God, but rather God getting something from Jacob. Jacob has been struggling with God all his life, and the conflict by the Jabbok symbolized his lifelong struggle. And this is the defining moment of his life. It's what his life prior to this has been leading to, and the rest of his life would proceed from this. Up to this point, his life has been one long endeavor to resist God's goodness. And as is so often the case, it's been a struggle against a God who is determined to bless him and help him. But all his life, Jacob has learned one lesson, that it's safe to trust no one. Jacob must fight his own battles. He must secure his own future by his own efforts, even if that means trickery. The promise of God about his future he had received was not an invitation to believe God, but to do it himself, he thought. Is yours a do-it-yourself faith? I can get there myself. I can do my own Christianity in my own way, in my own strength. God helps those as helps themselves, may be the creed of some, but those aren't words in the Bible. Finally, Jacob was going to let go of his own self-sufficiency. Jacob realized his struggle was with the Lord. Jacob hung on tenaciously to the figure like a pit bull. And Jacob is the man who knocks persistently. Ask and you shall receive. You see the emphasis on the value of persistence, of stickability. Jacob has reached the point where he realized that if he wants the blessings of God, then he needs God himself. All his life he's tried to get the best of God's gifts, but in a way that pushes God himself aside. Is that your story? I will not let you go unless you bless me. Those are the words that God has waited 40 years to hear. God would have preferred that Jacob recognize his helplessness, cast himself on the mercy of God long before. He did not wish to reduce him to such extremity, but Jacob left him little choice. Is God wrestling with you? If so, what makes you resist? Greed? Fear? Your own need to be in control? God does not wish to bring you to such extremity that you have no choice but to cast yourself on his mercy, yet he will if needs be. You may have heard the words, "Well, I guess there's nothing left to do now but to trust the Lord." Trust should come first, not last. Jacob realizes he is a man who has made his way through life by trickery and deception, by conniving and self-sufficiency, and now he is brought to the point of helplessness, where he realizes that blessing cannot come from his own plan and sweat and fast moves, but by begging and pleading for it from God. And so the struggle has left two marks on him. And the first was a limping leg, a permanent reminder of his own weakness and the power of God. And the other was a new name, no longer Jacob, deceiver, twister, but Israel, one who strives with God. Your walk with the Lord may leave you crippled in some sense, something that reminds you of your own mortality, your own weakness, your own unfaith. But faith gives us a new name, that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Jacob has gone through the refiner's fire, and he comes out now known as Israel. How long has it been since you persisted with God in prayer? Even Jesus made a concentrated time with God and sometimes persisted in prayer all night. It's through our perseverance in prayer that we can reach a defining moment in our walk with the Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks and praise, Lord, for you offer us a banquet that feeds us abundantly and fills us with your presence. In the beginning, you strove against the darkness and chaos, and you prevailed, bringing forth creation in all its miraculous abundance. You challenged your servant Jacob face to face and gave him your blessing and promise. But now in these last days, your Messiah Jesus has emerged, bringing your compassion and healing to all who call upon the name of the Lord. And though he was cursed and cut off for the sake of his people, you raised him from death. And now in him you offer food for our deepest hunger, and it's in holding tight to him that we see your face and receive your blessing. And so we offer thanks and praise. We bring to you our prayers. At home, may we be the friends and neighbours that we really want to be. Help us to spread the warmth of your love to everyone we meet. At work, may we be reliable, honest in what we do, friendly to those who find things hard. Help us always to give our best, to work to our fullest, and never be ashamed. In our pleasures, help us never to find delight where there is hurt for others or ourselves. Help us not to choose things we would rather hide or someday bitterly regret. Lord, may we be strong in character, loving in our relationships, forgiving when others fail us, and loyal. May our lives be useful to others and fulfilling for us. May we be people full of faith, who trust you not when everything else has been completed, but before anything else is done. Help us look to you in trust and faith and love. We pray for the ill, the lonely and distressed, for healing and wholeness in their lives, for our churches and congregations with which we may be connected. Build them up, strengthen them, and help us play our part. In all things and in everything, be with us, Lord. And hear us now as further we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.